Okay, Hillary, you're unmuted. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Hillary.
Hi there. Thank you so much. You know, first of all, I wanted to say, in thinking about even doing the mastery, I'm a very private person, and I think of myself as not a group person, or I used to, because of my experiences and my love imprints. And I am so glad that I gave myself the gift of stepping into the group and stepping into letting myself be vulnerable with a group of women and with you guys so that you could guide me to my authentic self in a safe place.
That's so sweet. Thank you for that.
It was so...
And I just want to thank you for being willing to share today. And I think, you know, if you could really share with our community, what did you receive from doing the Love on Purpose Mastery course?
Well, first of all, the hand analysis gave me insight into why I was struggling. And that was so important. It was key to notice all the areas where I was coming up against these things, where I was struggling in relationships, you know, not just in love, but with my family and my work. And to see that, I could then relax and know what my lessons were and have you guide me through and give me tools so that I could go through with ease and continue stepping up for myself and showing up so that I could know there was nothing I needed to fix. I just needed to be unblocked.
Mm.
And I got unblocked so that I could receive. I mean, I couldn't even have someone put my coat on at the nail place without being offended or you know, I couldn't receive that. I couldn't receive someone helping me or asking me if I needed help. And I couldn't ask for help either. And now my relationship with my family is so different. My relationship with my mom is clean, because there's nothing I'm trying to get from her. There's nothing I'm trying to change about her, and there's nothing I'm trying to change about myself.
You know,
I know there's love there.
I'm going to jump in here, Hillary, because you mentioned your mom, and I know, I think it was like right at the end of the program, you sent us an email about an exchange you had with your mom, and I'd love for you to share a piece of that with everyone.
Oh, God, I'm trying to think which one, because there's been... Oh, well, you know, she continues to say, how did you do this? You're so different. How did you do this? You're really different. You've changed. And,
well, if I remember correctly, the email you sent us was, she made some comments about, how are you so easy? You're easy now.
Oh, she said, I'm easy to be with. Because I was always going to her as the proof and trying to change myself to be loved by her. And she was like, she was the touchstone of my being rejected in everything and my picking unavailable men because she felt unavailable to me. I couldn't get in there.
Right.
I could never get in there.
So,
and
really,
so I just kept doing the same thing.
So, yes. And I just want to share with everybody, if it's okay with you, we identified at the beginning of the program that your love imprint is, I am too much to get the love I want. Do you feel
yeah.
like that is still true?
I feel, and it's not that you break it, it's that you become free of it. And I am, and this is, it's like magic. But it's not magic because you gave me all the tools. I am free. I am not too much. My needs are not too much. I mean, I could make crazy requests, you know, that other people might seem, you know, bizarre, like I have to have a room of all white with white flowers. And you know what? That's what I need. And I am not too much. I'm just right. And now my mom, my relationship with her, nothing's too much. And my relationships, you know, I am dating.
So tell us about that. Tell us about the shift
yeah.
in your dating and in your relationships.
I am so wide open to receiving. And I did date someone for 7 months where the whole relationship was about receiving. And he has a very big life. You know, he has kids. He has a big job where he travels 3 days a week. But he kept saying to me, giving to you is effortless. And I was able to receive everything he gave me. There was one piece of it, though, that figured out after 7 months was missing for me, and you helped me with that. And now I'm dating another person, and this dating to discover is all about your relationship with yourself. And you have raised the bar, because I thought that other relationship was it. But I feel my self-worth is through the roof. And so I said, this is not it. I'm moving on because I deserve it all. And I never felt that way. I never felt good enough. I felt I was too much. I felt I needed to change and get really small. In every relationship, I would get smaller and smaller. And now I can be huge and take up so much space. And that is true freedom and true love. And I feel appreciated and loved when I take up space.
And
I don't feel confused anymore in dating. I don't question.
It's so beautiful, and it's been, I mean, truly, it was such an amazing process to watch you blossom. And what we want everyone to know is, you know, we're all on the journey, and I'm just so grateful that you're sharing where you are on the journey today, because it isn't about reaching a destination. It's about continuing on the journey to be all of who you are. And it's been an amazing experience just watching you step into all of who you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And from all you've taught me, I can have a successful, loving, intimate relationship with that person of my choosing. It's love on purpose. And I will continue this journey.
So just one final question. What would you say to anyone who's considering and not sure if this is the right program for them? What would you say to them?
I would say, if you're looking for clarity and you're looking for every area in your life to get clear, to explode, and to really love yourself enough to give yourself every gift possible you've ever imagined, and you couldn't possibly imagine it yet, because I couldn't. I would say do it. Jump in. Take the risk. Because these are the guides to love. And I don't need to take another program ever. I get sent emails all the time. Don't need it.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you for sharing.
You.
And we're just so grateful for you. And I we know that you're a private person. It's a big deal for you to come on the line and share your experience. And I just want to say thank you for that courage to come forward and share. We thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much.
Love you,